اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Dear audience, in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, today we are going to listen to the recitation of verses 41 and 42 of Surah Hud, recited by Brother Qasim Muqaddami, the Iranian reciter. Let's listen to it, preceded by its English translation.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. And Noah said, embark therein, in the name of Allah will be its moving course and its resting anchorage. Surely my Lord is oft forgiving, most merciful. So it sailed with them amidst the waves like mountains, and Noah called out to his son who had separated himself, O my son, embark with us and be not with the disbelievers.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال اركبوا فيها بسم الله مجرها ومرساها
الله حقا حقا
وقال اركبوا فيها بسم الله مجرها ومرساها
الله 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 الله
إن ربي وهي تجري بهم في موج كالجبال ونادى نوح ابنه وكان في معزل
الله وعم نواله ما شاء الله الله يزيدك يا شيخ الله 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 الله
يا بني اركم معنا
الله 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 الله
يا بني اركم معنا يا بني اركم معنا ولا تكن مع الكافرين صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and you just listened to the recitation of verses 41 and 42 of Surah Hud, which was recited by Brother Qasim Muqaddami, the outstanding Iranian reciter. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just like I said in the previous program, Brother Qasim Muqaddami recites in the two higher registers, Jawab and Jawab al-Jawab, in Maqam Bayati. And the Jawab al-Jawab was on the word Ya Bunayya. That's when he reached the highest level of his voice, the highest pitch of his voice. And it's interesting that in the phrase Fi Mawjin Kal Jibali Wanada, he used an Iranian melody. Just for these two words. Because, you know, the Arabic maqams and the Iranian dastgah, they have some similarities. Okay, for example, maqam bayati is similar to the Iranian dastgah shur. Okay? Mm-hmm. He used that part of maqam bayati to perform an Iranian melody. It was really beautiful. Just for the words, Mawjin kaljibali wanada. Okay, I don't know the name of the Iranian mode, but I'm just sure that it was in Maqam Bayati, just that part. And it's, this is like a...
What is behind it?
The melody itself.
Just for beauty?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's an innovation, actually.
Okay, innovation.
Okay, because just combining... Arabic maqams with the other modes of and other music of other countries itself. This is like an innovation.
And you're allowed to do so?
As long as it does not deviate from the norm of Quran recitation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It should still sound like Quran recitation. It should not sound like a song, for instance. Okay? Okay, now the
tajweed points.
Yes. The first thing that catches our attention in verse 41 is majareha. Majareha.
Okay. There's a small aleph or aleph maqsura, I think.
Here. Not just that, but there's a diamond written below the ra, which means that majareha. You have to pronounce the ra with imala.
Mm-hmm.
And also tarqiq.
The alif maqsura
is
pronounced this way.
Yeah, the alif maqsura is pronounced with imala, mm-hmm. and the ra itself is pronounced with tarqiq due to the imala.
And what does imala mean?
Imala means an aliful mad that is in between a ya'ul mad and an aliful mad. Okay, so it's 50-50.
Okay.
I'm not sure if this is considered taqlil or imala, but there is, because there are two types of imala. We have imala to sughra and imala to kubra.
The minor imala and the major imala, I think.
Yes. In Warsh, for example, we have taqlil, where it's mostly aliful mad and some ya'ul mad. But imala, we have, for example, in the riwayah of Khalaf and Hamza, which is 50% aliful mad and 50% ya'ul mad. Now here, I think it's majareha it should be Imala.
Although the Riwayah is not actually...
It's the only place in Hafs where Imala takes place. And the Ra becomes Muraqqaq as a result.
It is pronounced with thinness.
Yes. We have another interesting rule, which is in verse 42. وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ وَنَادَى نُوحٌ ابْنَهُ وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلِي يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَمْ مَعْنَا. So the ba merges into the meem. We have idgham of mutaqaribain. Ba and meem, they have the same place of articulation. We could say mutajanisain even.
Yes. One of them is nasalized.
The other is not. It's oral.
Yeah, the other is oral.
It's a stop.
So both are stops, actually.
Yeah, stops. Yeah. The ba is a stop, is a plosive. So instead of saying, Ya bunayyar kab ma'ana, Haf says, Ya bunayyar kam ma'ana. The ba merges into the meme, and also the meme has ghunna due to the tashdeed.
Do we have to pronounce meme completely?
Yes, of course. Meme is pronounced completely and with ghunna. يَا بُنَيَّرُ كَمْ مَعْنَى.
So we omit ba.
Yeah. And the ba merges into the meme. And because of the merging of the ba into the meme becomes مُشَدَّد. This is a general rule for all idghams, whether it's nun ساكن or any other kind of idgham.
It's different from إِخْفَى, actually.
Yeah, it's different. For example, we have إِخْفَى of ميم ساكنة.
Yes.
Which is different, which means the mouth should be a little open.
Yes,
slightly open it. While applying the ikhfa.
And when does it occur?
Ikhfa of mim sakina occurs whenever there is the letter ba after mim sakina.
And here the case is opposite.
Yes. We have a ba followed by a mim, not a mim followed by a ba. So here idgham takes place, and this is the only place in the Quran where this kind of idgham takes place, ba into mim.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We talked about merits of recitation of the Quran yesterday, and we have a follow-up today about a concept which is mentioned in the Quran, and that is حَقُّ التِّلَاوَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. Those that we have given them the book and they recite it in the way that it is supposed to be recited. They fulfill the rights of the Quran in recitation. So we want to understand, what is haqqut tilawa? Is it just a matter of correct reading? It's just a matter of correct reading and beautiful voice, or it is more than that? There is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and this is mentioned in Tafsir al-Ayyashi. As you know, Tafsir al-Ayyashi is a tafsir which is based on the hadith. It's Tafsir al-Riva'i. Everything is just based on the hadith. So those verses for which we have received some commentaries from hadith are there. If there is no hadith about that verse, so there is no tafsir. So, according to this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Yuratiluna ayateh." It's very beautiful, and I hope everyone is listening carefully. "Yuratiluna ayateh." They read the verses of the Quran slowly. They fulfill rites of the letters. As you know, Tartil is hifdhul wuquf, ada'ul huruf. This is the minimum of tartil. But وَيَتَفَهَّمُونَ مَعَانِيَهُ يَتَفَهَّمُونَ doesn't say يَفْهَمُونَ. You have to make efforts. If you say يَفْهَمُونَ, they understand the meaning. No. يَتَفَهَّمُونَ means they try to understand the concepts. So it's not just you read in order to understand. You know, for any other book, when we read to understand. But for the Quran, we think just reading is good, we get the reward. Yes, you get the reward, but it's not enough. Any book has to be read for understanding. وَيَعْمَلُونَ بِأَحْكَامِهِ. So, after reading and trying to understand, then they act according to the rulings of the Quran. Whatever Quran says is haram, halal, you have to observe. What is wajib, you have to observe. وَيَرْجُونَ وَعْدَهُ. They have hope in promises of the Quran.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you on Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن.